I just wanted to share something tonight. It's pretty obvious, and you all know it. But God talks, and it's just so incredibly humbling when He does. And something really amazing happened the other night. I was just lying in bed, couldn't sleep, and just started talking to God. And He was just like talking back, like you do with a person, you know, when you have a conversation. And I don't know about you guys, but a lot of my life has been talking to God, and sort of you wait on Him, and you'll hear something through the Word, or people will say stuff, and I don't know, you wait for confirmation, etc., etc. But it hasn't often been that sort of just direct one-on-one, just chatting, man, just being together, just you know, sharing each other's hearts, and it was just so beautiful. It was just so beautiful, and like it doesn't have to be this once-off thing. It doesn't have to be this thing that happens every now and then. You know, I mean, tonight is a clear example of what God is really calling us into. Just a deeper level, a higher level of just more intimacy, man. Just closer. Just where He talks. You know, He wants to speak. He wants to be intimate. I mean, just think how much you want it. He wants it like a bazillion times more.
Yeah.
He just longs to draw near to us. Just longs for it. And all He wants is for us to just shut up and listen sometimes. You know, just talk, be quiet, listen, and generally you'll hear Him talk. And if what you're feeling is like, oh, it's a bit of doubt, could it be me, could it be God, could it be whatever I've been listening to or watching, or just think, does that voice, does it carry love, joy, and peace? And if it does, there's a good chance it's God. And just step out in faith and believe that He is talking. Because He wants to talk more.
Jesus wants His church back. Jesus wants His church back. And you are the church. And Jesus wants access to His church. And Jesus wants to speak to you one-on-one. Jesus wants you to know Him like you've never known Him before. Jesus wants to open your eyes and show you things which are unsearchable, things you cannot even imagine. Jesus wants His church back. He's come for His bride. He's come for His bride. He's come for His bride. And the virgins who have their hearts set on Him are ready to enter in. Jesus wants His church back. It's the end. It's the end of playing at religion. It's the end of setting up systems. Jesus wants His church back. He wants His bride. He calls you to Himself tonight. He says, come to me, my bride. Come to me, my bride. I've been waiting. I've been waiting.
Yes, the Lord wants to engage with us as the bride. The bride of Christ, that intimacy when a couple are betrothed to be married. They've not eyes for others, they've just eyes for one another. And the Lord wants that sort of passion, that sort of intimacy, that we have eyes only for Him. And He wants us to come into that secret place. And He wants us to sit at His feet. And He wants us to exercise our faith as we've never exercised it before. To expect Him to speak. And the Lord wants to download his heart as has been spoken in the most incredible way, to share the deep things on his heart. And as he shares them, he will impart that passion into you. And then he will be able to use you in the most incredible, incredible, supernatural way. Because you are a supernatural people.
I just want to share what happened yesterday in Soho. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we just met in the middle of Soho, but the presence of God was so heavy in that place. There's so much grace that God has poured in that place. And we just joined in where other people are, and they were just praying and, you know, and just enjoying the presence of God, and you could feel the wave and just the love of God in that place in the middle of everything that was happening. And there's a ministry, I think it's called Now Believe, they got to minister with a lot of cupcakes there, and which it was our first time yesterday, and we got to meet most amazing people. Some of them were here somewhere. And it's, you know, it's easy to judge such a place, but then God opened my eyes to see, you know, where Jesus is in the street with his people. Yeah. Yeah. And it was so easy to, you know, just the ways and the open heaven was so much. You could, speaking to people and prophesying to people was just so natural. I remember in our case, there's this place that God led us to go to in a fence, and there were two old men that were seated there, and one of them wanted the cupcakes, and he was like, okay, I've had my share, so you can go. And but then there was another one that was reading his book, and he didn't want any of the cake, so we started the conversation with, what are you reading? And as he went on, we just prayed, and we asked God to give us an initiative and what we're supposed to pray. And God was like, you know, just, you know, speak the Father's heart to him and just release my love for him as being the Father and tell him that I will provide. And we just started praying for him. And after, in the middle of prayer, you know, he just started telling us, sharing with one of the girls that he don't have a place to stay and not food to eat, like, that's where he was, that was his home, and he has tried his best to look for somewhere and a job, and he's just started pouring out, and we just started prophesying to his life, and God was like, you know, I'm going to give him a place to stay, and he will remember that I am God, his Father. And yeah, there were a lot of testimonies that happened, but I would just encourage you to visit that place soon. It's the presence of God, and, you know, just see what God is doing. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has understood the awesome things that God has prepared for those who love him. He has awesome things prepared for you. He doesn't call you ordinary. He doesn't see you as who you see yourself. And he says to you tonight, just look into my eyes like a mirror and I will show you who you are. I'll show you what's inside you. I'll show you what I've been preparing. Because it's out of my presence that you will walk upon the streets of this city and you will show forth my glory. And it will not come from you, it will be me through you touching lives and setting captives free. Oh, do not doubt. Do not doubt. Just look into my eyes. Let me show you who you are. Let me show you what I've put in you. Let me show you great and unsearchable things, that you and I will go on a journey. And I will open up vistas that you will not even believe. And I will show you what you've never even thought of. For my kingdom is not of this world, and neither are you. For you are seated in heavenly places with me. And there I have prepared great and noble things for you to walk in. Just look in my eyes. Let me tell you who you are. Let me show you who you are, says Jesus. I want to teach you. I want to teach you. I want to download so much into you that you can't in the natural even begin to understand. But I want to give you this revelation. For no more will a man teach his neighbor, for I will teach you now, says the Lord. The Spirit of God teaches us now. Learn his presence, learn his ways. Come and sit at his feet. He wants to take you away from here and show you so much. So much.
Church, Lord. Let it rain, Jesus. Rain on our face, Jesus. Rain on our heart, Jesus. Let it rain, Father. Oh, Lord. Father, thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your angels of healing, Lord Jesus. Father, whoa. Father. Father, I just pray for a release, Lord Jesus, of healing, Jesus, in this church, Father God. That people would be released, Lord Jesus. That they would be released in who they are, Lord. Oh, Father, that it would come so naturally, Father God. That people would start raising up, Lord Jesus. Oh! Whoa! raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up. Whoa, whoa. Oh, Father, just pray that it will be so easy, Lord Jesus, that it will come so naturally to do your work. Father God, that we will heal the sick, Lord Jesus. Father God, raise the dead, Father. Whoa, Jesus. Not only the physical dead, Lord Jesus, but the spiritually dead. That they would rise up. Whoa! Father, we pray for this nation that they would be rising up. Whoa! 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 All the spiritually dead, Father God, that they would rise up, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Brought this word to Val from Isaiah 45, verse 8. You heavens above, rain down righteousness. Amen. Let the clouds shower it down. Amen. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness grow with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Jesus, the cry of our heart is that this church, this meeting, all of it will be focused only on you.
Yes, yes, yes.
This belongs to you and to no one else.
Yes.
We want to be your servants. We want to serve your purpose with our lives. We want to see your greatness revealed here, not ours. We don't want anybody to know that this is anybody's church except yours.
Amen.
It must reveal Jesus in everything it does and glorify Him in everything it is.
Yes. Yes.
For it has great destiny that the Lord has spoken, but it must be His. That in the end, when it happens, it will only be because of Him.
Amen.
And no man will ever be able to say, I did this. But Jesus... Jesus, precious, magnificent Jesus, all the glory is yours. All the glory is yours.
Yes, Lord.
Whoa. And we make that decision tonight that you are Lord of this church, and we're Lord of our lives, and we leave that there. And we'll never depart from this place. And if we do, speak so loudly that we can't walk away from it. But let your Holy Spirit resonate in our hearts as we walk in your way, as we walk in obedience to you, as we do only what you say. We want to be like the men and women at the wedding in Cana when Jesus' mother said, do whatever he tells you. We want to be like those servants. We want to do whatever you tell us. Nothing else is going to matter. Do whatever you say, and that's it. Thank you, Jesus. If you agree with that, just stand up where you are and say, I agree. Whatever he says, I'm going to do it. That's going to be my watchword over my life. Whatever Jesus says, I will do it. I will do it. That's it. That's a decision I make tonight. Whatever Jesus says, I will do it. Thank you, Jesus. So take what we offer you, Jesus. Here we are. We're yours. Take what we offer you. Our lives. They don't belong to us. They belong to you. Take them, Lord. Use them for your glory. I ask that you will use these people to bring many sons to salvation. Yes. Bring many people to healing. Bring many people to freedom. Set captives free. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Take note of our hearts, Lord. Here we are. Just ask Him, look at my heart, Lord. See it. Here I am. Nobody's forcing me to do this. I'm choosing. Here's my heart. Ha, I'm on an adventure with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's anybody here who's never met Jesus before, never known Jesus as their Savior, never known Him as the Lord of their lives, the one who paid the price to save them from darkness, if you've never known Jesus, then tonight's your chance to do this. Tonight's your chance. Right now, just stand up where you are. If you don't know Jesus, if you want to know Him tonight, stand up and let Jesus be Lord of your life. Let Jesus unfold His destiny for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.